It's easy, it can be so easy. Help me with my funds, I need somewhere to run, I need somewhere to go. If you tell Brianna about your problems, I bet she would know. She gon' show you things and tell you things you never seen before. She gon' teach you how to stack your bread and how to say it though.
It's just Brianna, tell me Brianna. 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 It's just Brianna, just Brianna, just Brianna.
Hey guys, welcome back. And if you're new here, welcome, welcome. We are back with another episode on EBJB, the podcast with your girl, Just Brianna. I hope you guys took the time to catch up with some of the previous episodes and seasons as I prepare season 3 for you guys. We are going to be doing a 7 days to Christmas kind of little series for season 3 where I'm going to be giving you brand new episodes every day up until Christmas. I'm going to be giving you a brand new episode on Christmas as well. So what I need you guys to do, subscribe. I don't want you to miss out. Sometimes I'll be doing these episodes live, like this one I did live. But if you don't catch it, I still need you to catch the replay, and that's on all podcast platforms. So make sure you subscribe. Make sure you share with a friend who might find personal finance and motivational tips useful. Go ahead and do that. On tonight's episode, we are going to be talking about tips for creating your holiday budget. So it's going to be pretty short. These episodes are going to be pretty much shorter than what I usually have for you guys. The usual episodes are like 10 minutes, maybe 15, sometimes 7. These are going to be pretty short. It's going to be tips straight to the point. Y'all know me. I like to stay straight to the point. So let's get into it. First tip, you guessed it, is separating it. Now, I'm not going to spend too much time on this tip because we talk about it so often. I feel like every episode I'm telling you guys the importance of separating your money and giving it a direction. So we're not going to discuss this too much. But if you haven't heard any other episode, you're new here, and this is something new to you, I'm going to touch on it just briefly for you. Separate your holiday spending money from all your other expenses, okay? Second tip I got for you guys. With me giving you tip in December, it's a little bit late to implement it for this holiday season, right? But you should keep this in mind for the next holiday season. So with January 2022 coming up, this is the tip I want to give you guys, and that's to start saving in January. Ideally, 11 months to save towards the holidays. Now, this isn't going to the extent of buying presents early or throughout the year. Sometimes time, space, and even money won't allow that. I'm saying every January, create a holiday spending plan, goal, and budget, and save towards it all year round. So you give yourself that grace period. You're not trying to rush and get that money together in November or October or in December. You have all year round to get that money together. Now, if you know your family's been wanting a 72-inch TV for the living room, and that's going to cost you a couple hundred, start saving towards it now. If you know your children, of course, you know your children's age range, and usually you have a feel about how much money you're going to be spending during the holidays, start planning that money to be spent now. Now, get ahead of the game. This isn't just a personal money tip. This is basically for overall. This is a finance tip in general. You want to get ahead of the game. If you run a business, a household, the last thing you need to do is be stressing yourself out comes November and December on spending funds you didn't plan for, or even worse, don't have, okay? Another tip for budgeting around the holidays. If you are a small business owner, is to map out your holiday sales, marketing, and rollout ahead of time. And involve your family. People love to see family around the holidays, so involve them. Here's what we need to know about the holidays. This is what we do know. It's the same time every year. We know it brings the family together, and we know people spend money. Use these three things we do know as your advantage. Now is the time to incorporate that family feeling inside your business. Now is the time to show how your business is a solution to your target audience. This is what the people want. They want to feel a part of something great. Invite them. personable. Open up your business around the holidays to be a personable experience. And don't wait till the last minute to figure it out. Plan ahead again. Christmas is the same day every year, and Black Friday is always the Friday following Thanksgiving. We know this. Use what we know to your advantage. Don't assume you are tricking your customer. They are fully aware of what goes on around this time of year as well. So I say that to say, get that holiday sales, that marketing, that rollout planned ahead of time. You know when it's coming up. You know your deadlines. You know what you want to do. You know the market. Push it. Don't wait till the last minute. More tips for my single parent business owners around the holidays is honestly to put your pride to the side and to set whatever assistance is given out around the time. Build a team, not only for your business, but for your family. It doesn't stop taking a village just because you want to be an entrepreneur. It takes a while sometimes to see profit and break even. You'll need the time to push your services and your products and create marketing and create and follow a sales funnel. And doing that while being a full-time parent can be extremely hard. You're going to need a village. So build it. Ask people to step in and help. Look into outside sources, like small tasks, such as like your graphics and your social media and product and service consultants and so on. So build that team. That's another tip I have for you. When creating your budget as a single parent business owner around the holidays, here's some of the main things you want to keep in mind. What is your priority? What do you plan and want to spend for the holidays? How do you plan to incorporate your family, children into your business this holiday? How do you plan to promote your service and product this holiday? And most importantly, as I said before, plan ahead of time. This is going to be your main takeaway from this episode. The importance of planning ahead and not procrastinating. That goes with a lot of things in finances, taxes, business, bookkeeping, investments. Planning and maintaining throughout the year is going to work in your favor. All right, guys, I had fun giving you some of these tips for budgeting during the holidays and around holiday times. I even tried to pinpoint a little bit if you have a business, if you're a single parent, I had some tips for you. I need you guys to join me tomorrow and every day until Christmas as we talk about some of these topics that I think I already shared. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, make sure you do at JBTheCEO_. So you can hear some of the topics tomorrow. I'll see you. As always, guys, God bless. Thank you for listening. JB. All right, guys, so if you're here, that means you listened to my episode in its full entirety through the advertisements and everything. And I just want to take the time again to thank y'all so much for rocking with me and being a part of the EBJB family. Even if you're new here, you just stopped past just to hear this quick episode or somebody referred it to you, whatever the case may be. Thank you so much for sitting here and listening to my full podcast in its entirety. When you listen to those ads, that's how I get paid. You know what I'm saying? So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for supporting me. As always, God bless, JB. It can be so easy.